I'm Sean Crawford, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. This week we will be introducing you to the OPS Career Center's TV Sports Broadcasting Crew. The TV Broadcasting Sports Crew started when Mr. Doug Walker, former WWT reporter, was hired as the OPS TV Broadcast Manager. Mr. Walker helped make a new news show and sports broadcast to air on Cox Cable Channel 17, the Knowledge Network. From there on, the broadcasting department took off. I talked to Mr. Walker about the crew's first high school sports broadcast.
What, about 6 years ago, I guess? We took two students to go do a basketball game at South High. We went up there. We really didn't know exactly what we were doing, but we took one camera. We put two students on microphones, and we announced the game. And it was a train wreck. It really was. If you ask the students who did it, they'd tell you it was a train wreck, too.
Throughout the next few years, the sports crew would cover anywhere from 5 to 7 games a year. To everybody, it was fun and a good experience to go out on location and tape a game. Things were great, but things got even more advanced and organized when former Central Eagles boys basketball coach Ryan Hunter became the TV broadcasting teacher. He helped revolutionize the program to what it is today. With student input, he renamed the program CSN, the Center Sports Network, made a new logo, and got the program organized. I talked to him about how he built the new CSN.
The biggest thing I think that I tried to instill is kind of establishing an identity. That's why we decided to go with CSN Sports, which stands for Center Sports Network. We wanted to tie into the Career Center. We wanted to kind of have a name that had a somewhat of a similarity to ESPN, but without, you know, being too similar. So it kind of rolls off the tongue nice, connects with the Career Center.
Shortly after Mr. Hunter joined the sports crew, I joined in as an announcer. I was on the crew for a year before Mr. Walker and Mr. Hunter named me sports director of CSN. My first act as sports director was making a 30-minute sports and awards show commemorating all the highlights of the 2010-2011 school year in football and basketball. The show won a competition at Metropolitan Community College video conference. When I came back to the Career Center in August of 2011, after summer break, I started to plan for the football season with 4 games that would be covered in a bi-monthly fashion. After those games were covered successfully, for the first time ever, we covered a state semifinal football game, with over 20 students from the TV broadcasting department helping out at the event. One of our other biggest accomplishments was being able to go to the Bob Devaney Sports Center to broadcast the NSA Class A state semifinals. For the past 5 years, we've put the best teams in the state on TV every March. Coach Hunter tells us about his experience at the Devaney Center.
It's like no other game that we do throughout the course of the season. We try to go and get some really nice matchups, but when you're down at the Devaney Center, there's nothing like it. I mean it's where you're putting everything on the table, all the teams. It's a one elimination situation. It's not based on a regular season top 10 list or whatever. This is for the state championship. And we get the privilege of getting all the way to the state semifinal game to be given the opportunity to provide that then to everybody else.
During my time as sports director, we covered every OPS high school, including a now nationally known school, Omaha Central High, with their 30-0 season and their third state basketball championship win in a row during the course of this 2011-2012 basketball season. Central was a top 10 team in the whole U.S. for high school basketball, being at number 2 a couple of times. This made it mandatory for our CSN sports crew to cover their season. We broadcasted their season up until the NSAA state semifinals, where they took their 29th win in a row over Lincoln North Star. Next year, the Eagles will play the number 1 team in the nation, Oak Hill Academy from Mouth of Wilson, Virginia, at the CenturyLink Center. The CSN crew, which is Omaha Central, good luck next year. As for the CSN sports crew, it'll remain simply the best in the Omaha Metro. This has been Sean Crawford, a radio broadcasting student at the OPS Career Center, for this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. Thank you for listening, and have a good one.